When you are part of a fishing family, you have to be flexible because the unpredictable nature of the work makes it hard to plan. Charlotte Enochson recalls that birthdays and even weddings were always touch and go.
Birthdays are arbitrary. You have a birthday party, whatever day is closest to the birthday where all the men are home, which could be like a month later. Weddings are hard to plan. I remember when I got married, there was a strike going on. We were so scared that the strike was going to end before the wedding, just before the wedding, and we were going to have no men at the wedding. You know, they were not going to be there. No men on my side. And the strike broke on our honeymoon, so we did it. I remember when my son was born, trying to plan for him to be home. And it worked out for us, but a lot of times it doesn't work out for people, you know? You just can't plan on them being present. And then sometimes you can't count on them being emotionally present because they're still involved emotionally with some event that occurred out to sea.
Kirsten Bendixson remembers the birth of her son, Tor, when her husband was out to sea.
You know, when Tor was born, he had just gone out, and I thought I was going to go another week. And he was born 2 days after he went out. And I couldn't call him on the telephone. When I did, it was shipped ashore. And then you call and you wait for them to call you back when they can connect. And I was in the hospital. I couldn't do it there. So we had a gentleman in New Bedford named Bill Brennan. He used to do the fish news every day. And he'd give announcements and give the weather and say what boats were in and how much they brought in and what the price was and what the weather was going to be and any birthdays and things. Well, I called him up and I said, Bill, you're going to have to put a message over the radio. And this is over the radio, so everybody hears it, not only the boats, but everybody listening to this AM radio station locally. I said, you have to put over the radio station that radar has a sun. And so he put it on. I'm laying in my hospital bed and I'm listening to this. And we have a news for Captain Radar. He has a son, his firstborn son.
Betsy Pye tells the story of a two-way radio conversation with her husband-to-be.
When it came time for us to get married, it was really touch and go. I was working in a restaurant and he called from offshore. It wasn't a regular telephone call. It was a two-way radio transmission. And I heard, hello, Betsy, over. I said, hi, sweetie, over. He said, how's it going? Over. Not good. Over. And he said, what's wrong? Over. Well, long story short, our photographer had an emergency, couldn't do the wedding. We don't have a photographer. Over. Anything else? Over. My maid of honor was a different sort of girl and had fallen off her motorcycle and sprained both ankles. I said, well, Kipper can't stand up for me. She sprained her ankles. Over. It was a very long pause. On purpose? Over. And then I made two cardinal errors. The first sin, when are you coming home? Over. I received no reply because, of course, no fisherman on a radio is going to give away his schedule. I said, well, where are you? Over. I don't know why I thought that might be helpful information to have at the time, but, of course, I received no reply to that question as well. Well, when he did finally get to shore, Stanley and Tommy Johansson handed him bus fare to anywhere he wanted to go, one way. Yes, I married him. I'm still married to him 27 years later.
Voices from the Port is produced by the Working Waterfront Festival with funding from Mass Humanities. To learn more about the commercial fishing industry, visit New Bedford, America's number one port.